KB2HXS Mobile, listening.
4MFW Mobile.
Hey.
Morning. It's bright and early, and it's a little chilly, but not like it can be.
Good day, Jimmy. Gonna be a good day.
School phone. Might sneak up on you. You're not used to.
Oh yeah, no, I'm well aware of that. I'm on 101 right now. I'm coming up to the airport here, and Highway 80. So, the old GPS on the wall says 21 minutes.
Through east side, Brush Creek stuff. So, I'm on old Spartanburg. If this red light turns loose, then I'll be 28 minutes out.
Sounds good to me. So that MC60 mic sounded pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah, you were, it's, I can't copy, you know, perfect, because you were just above the noise. Now, if you had about a 10 or better, then I could get more of a check on it to see how much you can hear the cats meowing or something.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want a lot of background noise off that microphone, you know. That's what I'm trying to avoid. That's why I want to set that volume, you know, where it picks me up, but not, you know, the room. You know what I mean? But I also reorientated my antenna a little bit, so the wires are more north and south. And I put the long leg at the front of the house and the short leg behind me, because that's just the way it just worked out that way, so the wire is not in the tree itself.
That would be good to do that.
Oh yeah, and I did it yesterday before I went on the net. So, and you know, eventually once the tower goes up, you know, of course the balun will be at a proper height. But yeah, I mean, 20 meters. Man, I tell you what, 20 meters is quiet. Made a few contacts last night on 20 meters. There was a fellow down in Mississippi I talked to, one up way up in Pennsylvania I talked to, and they were coming in pretty good, too, and they gave me a good signal report.
Great. Lock her down and go from there. You know, write down all your settings or whatever. See how long, you know, when I get closer to you, I'll let you know if I hear the cats walking.
Okay. Well, normally when I'm in the my room there, peepers will come in and he'll rub on my legs and buff me and all kinds of stuff. Like, what are you doing, Dave?
Yeah, in Columbia, his cat followed him around all over the house. He, you know, talking on the radio or something, he'd sit right there to his left and lay down. But then there, sometimes he got meow.
Yeah, no, my cats, they won't meow when I'm on the radio. They'll meow like Kiki will meow when she's hungry. And that's like every hour on the hour. As soon as Sally walks in the kitchen, it's like, meow, feed me, meow. So, yep, I know it.
Her, because she's the food provider.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be a good day, Jim. We'll get this knocked out.
A little bit. In 4MFW Mobile.
Good enough, sir. I'll see you in a bit also, KB2HXS Mobile.